Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 29th. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were May corn up 5.25 cents at 652.5, May wheat up 17.75 cents at 696.5, and May beans up 2.5 cents at 1470.25. We did have a new sale this morning, 204,000 metric tons of old crop corn to China, so the buying there continues. Wheat higher overnight, sharply higher. The conditions in Kansas still look pretty dry, and drought conditions in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, parts of Nebraska have certainly been a problem for this wheat crop. Some are estimating that the yield could be down 10 to 20% in those areas, and I certainly don't doubt that. Crude oil is up about 78 cents a barrel here. I don't think that'll have too much impact on us. The crude oil, the bean oil was down 5 ticks overnight. Obviously, we have the reports on Friday. You know, I think we're going to see a big number in corn and the bean acres. I don't think you can have these kind of high prices and lower fertilizer prices without expecting to pick up as many acres as the American farmer can possibly plant out here. But there's some people that think the bean number is going to be a low number. Some people think the corn number is going to be a low number, and vice versa. The ranges are really pretty wide, and it's really hard to get a handle on it. But we'll see what the intentions say. Keep in mind, it's just an intentions report. Plus, we have the stocks as well, which should certainly be a market mover out here. We've got the continuing, you know, cold, snowy weather up north. You know, I think it's a bit early to be worried about getting spring wheat planted out there, but certainly in North Dakota, they've got snowpack that needs to melt, and we've got to get the ground in shape before we can plant. But it's still, you know, relatively early out here, but still a bit of a concern. Corn higher, I think, on the war continuing in Ukraine and Russia. Cargill came out today and said they're not going to be exporting any wheat out of Russia. I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference out here, but we'll see if that was part of what was happening overnight here. Overall, the market still looks poised for a bit of a rally. Certainly the beans have rallied 65, 70 cents off their lows. Maybe that's enough for the time being. I don't know how much more the funds want to own this stuff, but obviously they think the stocks number is going to be a light number. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.